Perhaps the most famous Arkansan to not live in the White House is Johnny Cash. The Man in Black is the only songwriter or musician to be inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Before he was enshrined in any of those houses, he was growing up in a small house in rural Arkansas. For the past few years, there have been efforts to make that boyhood home into a museum. As Jonathan Reeves from our content partner KASU reports, that work is nearing completion.
As the third annual Johnny Cash Music Festival nears, restoration work on the boyhood home of Johnny Cash nears completion. Dr. Ruth Hawkins of Arkansas State University says the goal is to let visitors see what life was like for the seven Cash siblings and their parents in the 1940s and early 1950s. She gives an update on the project.
We've basically completed the restoration of the home in terms of the actual interior and exterior restoration. We're working now on the furnishings for the interior as well as the landscaping and other finishing touches. And so we're hoping that the proceeds from this next concert will enable us to finish that project, or at least the first phase of it.
Hawkins tells how the Cash family has been involved in the process.
All of the Cash family members have been extremely supportive. Joanne and Tommy obviously grew up in the house, and so they remember what was in the house. They remember all of the furnishings. They have described them to us, and we are now in the process of going out and finding the things that they have described. In fact, they've even made a couple of trips with us to look for things, and they've sent us things as they've found things. So they're looking. We also have people that are helping us look. We have an opportunity for people to get involved with this. We've created an online registry. It can be found at johnnycashmusicfest.com. But you can go and look at this registry, and it lists all of the things that we need for the house and what we've already acquired. And we're hoping that people will say, oh, I've got one of those, or, oh, I know where I can get that, or, oh, I saw that online. I'll buy that and donate it to the project. So a lot of people are doing that. And everybody that donates to the project will have their name on a plaque as being a part of furnishing the Johnny Cash boyhood home. So they've been very helpful in helping us to furnish the house.
Dr. Hawkins tells about additional work that is being done.
We are also working on the restoration of the administration building as well as the exhibits that will go in that building. Basically, there'll be exhibits that focus on what the Dice Colony was all about. It was an agricultural resettlement community during the New Deal. So there'll be exhibits focused on that. There'll be exhibits that talk about the lifestyle of those colonists, including the Cash family. And then there'll be a room that talks specifically about Johnny Cash and the Cash family and how growing up in Dice actually impacted Johnny Cash and his music.
And she tells about the different exhibits that will be part of the project.
A lot of his music is directly impacted, such songs as 5 Feet High and Rising, which is based on the 1937 flood. Songs like Pickin' Time are certainly right out of his experiences in the field. So those projects, the administration building and the house, will open in April. But then we have other phases that we are working on. We will be working on all of the outbuildings for the Cash home, putting back the barn, the outhouse, the smokehouse, the corn crib, chicken coop, those kinds of things. We'll be rebuilding the theater building, which is next door to the administration building. Once that theater building is complete, that will be an orientation center for the whole project, and there'll be an orientation video that talks about the project. So that'll be where people will go to buy their tickets and get an orientation. They'll go through the exhibits at the administration building. They will be shuttled out to the boyhood home after getting the orientation at the administration building. And eventually, one phase is to build a walking and biking trail that will connect the Dice Colony Center with the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home.
Dr. Hawkins estimates about 50,000 people annually could come see the home, which could bring about $10 million annually to the region. That figure accounts for hotel stays, visits to restaurants, gas stations, and more. But she says there's another feature or another area that will be a focus.
For us here at Arkansas State University, we're interested in the economic benefits that it will have for the region, but we're also interested in the educational benefits, because along with tourism, we will be having seminars and workshops and all sorts of programming that will focus on looking at his music and analyzing that music and how it was impacted by the region. We'll look at the New Deal era and analyze a lot of, you know, how successful was that? Where did it fail? A lot of opportunities for research and educational programming. Even already, all of the research that has been done for this project to date has been done by graduate students in our Heritage Studies PhD program. So it's already had a major impact just on, you know, being able to get hands-on experience and do the research associated with the project.
And the third annual Johnny Cash Music Festival takes place Saturday, August 17th at the Convocation Center in Jonesboro. This year's concert features Vince Gill, Joanne Cash Yates, Tommy Cash, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, and Jimmy Fortune of the Statler Brothers. Tickets for the event are on sale now, and proceeds from the concert will benefit the Restoration Project, and additional funds will go to college scholarships. Both the Johnny Cash House and the Administration Building are expected to open sometime in April.
Jonathan Reeves from our content partner KASU filed that story for Ozarks at Large from Jonesboro.